This is Libre Quest. My name is Matt. It is the 2nd of April, 2020. First news article I have today, this is from 9to5linux.com. Linux 5.6 gets first point release. It's now ready for mass adoption. This article written by Marius Nestor. The latest Linux 5.6 kernel series has got its first point release, marking the series as stable on the kernel.org website and therefore ready for mass deployments. Released on March 29th, Linux kernel 5.6 comes with built-in WireGuard support, USB 4 support, AMD POLOX support, cache support for NFS clients, as well as async discard support for the BTRFS file system, or ButterFS. It's more well known as ButterFS. And yes, all the articles today are going to be from 9to5linux.com. I really like this site. This is a Marius Nestor site, and it actually was launched this year. So if you haven't checked that out yet, that's the number 9to5linux.com. The next article, Linux Lite users are the first to install Linux kernel 5.6. Linux Lite developers announced the availability of the latest Linux kernel 5.6 series in the software repositories of their Ubuntu-based distribution. Once again, Linux Lite users are among the first to install the latest Linux kernel series, in this case, Linux kernel 5.6, which was announced on March 29th by Linus Torvalds. And the last, Tuxedo Computers announces InfinityBook Manjaro Linux Laptop. Tuxedo Computers, in collaboration with Manjaro Linux, announced today a new variant on their popular InfinityBook Linux Laptop powered exclusively by Manjaro Linux, InfinityBook Manjaro. The InfinityBook Manjaro Laptop is in fact an InfinityBook Pro 15 laptop, but highly optimized by the Manjaro development team to offer customers the best user experience and battery life on a Linux-powered laptop. I did check out the website, and it looks like they shipped to the United States, so that's pretty exciting. Also, in LibreQuest-related news, I do have a quick interview. It's about 2 minutes long with Alan Ponsonby from Penguin Revolution, and I'm going to go ahead and play that for you now. I'm with Alan Ponsonby, who will be guest hosting LibreQuest for some future episodes in the coming weeks and months. Hello, Alan. Can you introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Alan, and I run a YouTube channel called Penguin Revolution. I've been using Linux for about 15 years off and on, and I've been using it as a daily driver for over 5. I also have a degree in computer science, and I've also am certified security consultant for computer and IT services around the world. So
very cool. Can you talk about your first experience with Linux?
Well, my first experience in Linux was actually when I was in high school. And I was taking a class called Computer Systems, and that's where we were taking apart computers and learning about operating systems, all that stuff. And he just started installing Linux on a lot of our test lab computers, and it kind of caught my interest there. And then ever since, I've been experimenting with Linux.
Very cool. So what distribution are you running currently, like on your main machine?
Well, there are quite a few. On my main machine right now, it's Pop OS. Okay. And then I have another computer that's running Linux Mint. And then I have another laptop that's running Ubuntu 20.04 Alpha right now.
I just wanted to say thank you for introducing yourself. And thank you for being on the show with me today, just for this real quick introduction. Can you just let everybody know where they can find your content online?
Well, my content online is on a YouTube channel. It's actually called Penguin Revolution. The URL for that is youtube.com/penguinrevolution, and Penguin Revolution's one word. Also, the channel's on Library at Penguin Revolution.
Right on. Awesome. Well, thank you for being on the show, and we'll see you here coming up pretty soon in some LibreQuest episodes. All right, so thanks again, Alan, for being on the show. Okay, so the main topic for today is going to be audio editors for the Linux desktop. Now, I have 3 here set aside. I'm going to start with one called Audacity. This one is pretty well known. If you're new to Linux audio, this is a very simple wave editor and multi-track recorder. It does have a lot of effects that it comes with, but you can also install LadSpaw plugins to expand your plugin library. Now, that's LadSpaw, LadSpaw. There's a lot of very useful stuff in there for editing WAV files. That's what I use Audacity for. And this is from the About page on audacityteam.org/about. Audacity is a free, easy-to-use multi-track audio editor and recorder for Windows, Mac, OS X, GNU/Linux, and other operating systems. The interface is translated into many languages. You can use Audacity to record live audio, record computer playback, convert tapes and records, edit WAV, AIFF, FLAC, MP2, MP3, or Ogg Vorbis sound files, AC3, M4A, M4R, AAC, WMA, and other formats supported using optional libraries. Those are just a few of the features that are outlined on the About page. Now, this is a very good program. I've used it since about 2006. I've never really used it for a multi-track editor, but it is useful for that. I tend to use it just for wave editing myself. All right, and the next piece of software I'm talking about is Ardour. Now, this one I've used since around the same time as Audacity. This one I started using around 2006, but I didn't actually record an album on this one until 2008 with my band. And we actually, I think the production on that took a couple of years to actually get completed, but we did use Ardour to finish that project. Now, we initially started on a Windows machine, but I quickly moved production over to a Linux computer. It's actually a Linux laptop, an HP TC4400 to be precise, but we did use Ardour, and I think Ardour was maybe Ardour 2 at the time. I think it was 2. And that was before, I believe that was before it had MIDI support. I'm not really sure. It was kind of earlier days for Ardour, but it worked really well. Now, this has matured quite a bit over the years, and it is quite an impressive piece of software. Now I had been used to using Pro Tools because I had recorded a few albums on Pro Tools. This was very similar to that. So if you're used to using Pro Tools, this would be a really great option for you. It's just very familiar as far as like a digital audio workstation that is very Pro Tools-like. That's how I would kind of frame what Ardour is, what you would expect when you first start it up and start to use it. So from the website, it says record, bring it to the computer, grab yourself a nice audio interface, plug in a microphone or a keyboard, add a track, press record, got it. Use what you've got. Import audio or MIDI from your hard drive or the free sound database. Edit, the work to be done. Cut, move, stretch, copy, paste, delete, align, trim, crossfade, rename, snapshot, zoom, transpose, quantize, swing, drag, and drop. The tools to do it, all with unlimited undo and redo, all in the same window. Mix, all the buzzwords, mute, solo, fader, automate, EQ, dynamics, insert, send, pre-fader, post-fader, sync, monitor, isolate. Less of the pain, floating point fidelity, the most flexible mixer architecture in the industry, hundreds of plugins, and external control surfaces. And yes, I've actually used external control surfaces with this, and it works flawlessly. And finally, the last piece of software I'm going to be talking about is Qtractor. Now, I don't have a lot of personal experience with Qtractor, but I did fire it up, and I took a look at it, and it seems very impressive. I was very impressed by the interface, the capabilities of the software. Now, from what I've studied on Qtractor, it's strong points are in MIDI, but it also does audio. So it's kind of almost the reverse, at least from what I've read, kind of the reverse of how Ardour ended up working out, where it was audio first and then MIDI later. This was really strong with MIDI, and then they added audio later, as far as I understand. Now, I might be wrong on that because I'm not really a Qtractor user, but this is an option for a multi-track editor on the Linux desktop, and I happen to find this piece of software to be very usable, very friendly. You know, I feel like if I wanted to do a multi-track project, that Qtractor would be a really good option. So from the website, what is Qtractor? Qtractor is an audio/MIDI multi-track sequencer application written in C++ with the Qt framework. Target platform is Linux, where the Jack Audio Connection Kit, Jack for audio, and the Advanced Linux Sound Architecture, ALSA for MIDI, are the main infrastructures to evolve as a fairly featured Linux desktop audio workstation GUI, specially dedicated to the personal home studio. Qtractor is free, open source software distributed under the terms of the GNU General Public License, GPL version 2 or later. So this is just a real quick rundown on exactly what it is. Now, on the website, that's qtractor.sourceforge.io, you can actually see screenshots, you can download, and you have documentation. However, if you're running Linux, it's most likely going to be in your repositories, so you don't have to go to the website to download stuff, depending on what distribution you're using. So if you're interested in using Qtractor, you can always install it from your repositories if it's there. If it's not, then of course you can go to this website and download it. So if you're interested in getting Qtractor and it's not in your repository already, and that should be the first place that you look for software if you're running Linux, is in your repository. But if it's not in your repository, then you can go to the website, go to downloads, and then they show you how you can do a git clone and actually grab the installer, and there's an autogen.sh file that you run. It's basically already set up for you, and you'll be ready to go. There's really not much to it. So that's pretty straightforward instructions, very simple to get. Okay, so that's going to be the very last one for today. Thank you so much for being a listener. If you want to support LibreQuest, you can over on Patreon, over on Subscribestar. You can also get the show on YouTube, bittube.tv, brighteon.com. You can get the show on Podbean in audio format. You can also get the RSS feed from LibreQuest.org, and you can get the audio show from archive.org. So thank you for being a listener. Until next time, this has been Matt for LibreQuest. We'll